This is Jim Speary. It's March 6th, 2012 at Forward Operating Base Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with a New Mexico soldier who is very, very important here in some things. Sir, please tell me your name.
Jesus Maestas.
And okay if I call you Jesus?
Yes.
And what is your rank, your official rank, sir?
Sergeant First Class.
All right. Sergeant First Class Maestas, I want to, for the audience, let you tell them what your job is in regards to your deployment here in Afghanistan. What's your responsibility?
One of my responsibilities is I'm the lead 15 Tango crew chief of our company, Charlie Company, 1st to 171st. And then my second responsibility, I'm a platoon sergeant, a 1st platoon, which I have quite a few soldiers under me.
So basically, you're kind of have to head up all the maintenance and be on top of your game for maintenance for all your aircraft, as well as all the crew chiefs and your flying missions as well.
Yes, sir.
And how old are you, sir?
30 years old.
And how long you been in the National Guard?
I've been in since 99, so a little bit over 12 and a half years.
And if I remember correctly from some earlier conversations we had, this is kind of a family tradition, right?
Yes, sir.
Talk to me about your family's history in the National Guard.
Family history is I'm a third generation. My grandpa Jose Maestas, he's a Mexico Army National Guard soldier, and then my father, he's a command sergeant major currently getting ready to deploy out to Egypt, and then I'm in also.
And how old's your father?
Approximately,
I think he's like 58.
So we've got father and son both currently in, and you're deployed, and he's getting ready to be deployed to the Middle East.
Yes, sir.
Is your grandfather still alive?
No, sir.
Well, you have a very long-standing family tradition, and that's quite amazing, especially in regards to New Mexico, because, you know, right now this is New Mexico's 100-year anniversary. How does that make you feel serving your country via the New Mexico National Guard at such a historical time?
Makes me feel great. I love wearing the uniform. I love wearing the Mexico Army National Guard patch, and I respect everything about it.
Is this your first deployment?
No, sir. My first deployment was in Kosovo in 2004-05, and that was, I think, roughly around 18 months.
And this one is a medevac mission here in Afghanistan at a very critical time. Talk to me about the intensity of this particular deployment and the missions that you do and a few of the things that you've seen.
The intensity is there. There's a lot of gory missions. There's, you know, you have to be on top of your game, or, you know, somebody's life could just slip through your fingers, you know. Majority of it's a medic, but we do help out a lot also.
Let's talk about an experience. I've seen you in action. For example, I saw you fly with the medic, Sergeant Augie, and you being the crew chief, and I watched you assist him in a very important time of need for the patient. What's it like working in conjunction with the medic, and how is it that you guys gel together so well?
Well, how me and Sergeant Augie gel together is, you know, I just take all the direction from him. Pretty much I let him run the show, and he just gives me direction, tells me what to do. I just ensure I do it to the best of my ability, and he gives me further direction. That's it.
So what we had on a mission like that, and when I see you flying, you've got a man who's nearly 50 years old, who's been doing life-saving skills in the civilian world for almost as long as you've been alive. You yourself been tasked with a lot of responsibility, keeping the maintenance going. But yet, when you're on mission, it's just another day at the office, so to speak. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
What do you think you'll take back with you from this deployment, back home into your job, and when you get settled back in after a couple of months? What do you think you'll implement back in your daily life when you're finished here?
One of the things I'll take back is something I learned early on in the deployment is soldier care. You know, how to treat soldiers a little bit better, and that's pretty much it.
Let's talk about that. You have a lot of soldiers under your instruction, under your command, so to speak, and they've got to keep these birds flying. How does that work out? How do you make that happen?
Well, it works out actually pretty easy. These soldiers are self-motivators. They go out and do their job, little direction, and they keep trucking. They put the mission first.
In all of your career, did you ever think you'd be doing something like what you're doing, that this mission has unfolded before your eyes? Did you ever think you'd be doing something like this?
Not this young in my career. I did not expect this at all.
And what would you say to the next up-and-coming crew chief that would maybe end up with that kind of responsibility? What kind of advice would you give him if he's going to be deployed on a mission like this in the future?
I'd say take your time, just do things right, and read a lot of books. That's pretty much, and guide your soldiers to what you want them to be in the when you grow up.
One really important question I want to ask you: how do you get your soldiers to get them to get it done? I mean, how do you get that across? Because it's really important. And some of these guys that you're responsible for are much older than you. How do you make that happen?
I just pretty much just give them a direction. I explain what needs to get done, and I just let them do it at their own pace. And believe it or not, stuff just gets done. You know, they want to work.
So it's really not that hard to get everybody going. It's really hard to stop to get them doing it, huh?
Yes, sir.
You have family back home?
Yes, sir.
Who do you got?
I got a wife, Megan, and a son, Tristan.
And what's the first thing you want to do when you go home?
I just want to hang out in the house and do nothing. Just play with my son and hang out with my wife.
You miss a good meal from back home?
Yep. I miss green chili chicken enchilada casserole.
Oh, we can make that happen. Maybe you should invite me over with my wife, and I could join you for that.
Awesome.
I really appreciate you speaking with me, Jesus, if you don't mind me calling you by your first name. It's really been enjoyable flying with you. I've seen you on the top of your game. Got some good photos of you. I appreciate you letting me hang out with you and do this.
I appreciate you coming into our family and seeing how we operate.
Thank you very much. This is Jim Sperry. It's March 6, 2012, Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.